set it in a fictional island in South Holland, and basically the idea is that a ballet dancer who was the daughter of a Dutch Nazi, an NSB official, mm-hmm. a high-ranking official, has gone there after a dancing injury, and she ends up meeting a teacher who turns out to be in the resistance. It's one of those love stories where basically they face impossible obstacles between them. So basically, it was unusual for someone like me to write a story about that kind of setting, but it was great. I really, really enjoyed researching the whole world of the Second World War in Holland.
It has many traditional aspects. I mean, in this village, they celebrate the Paasvuren, which is fires they do in the east part of the country around Easter. But you said your story plays in the south of Holland.
The idea is that because one of the themes is they're trying to link Dutch culture to German culture. So that's part of the story as well, because dancing and folk dancing is partly what inspired the story. Because what it was that a relative of a very elderly relative of my wife, she and her husband were folk dancers in the 1930s, and they had a friendship with two Dutch folk dancers who lived in Zwolle, and that was the Zwolle collection, yeah. The connection. And these two people, Attie and Nico Nordhoff, they hid 1.14 Jews in their attic during the war, incredibly heroic and brave. And it was partly that idea that inspired me to write the book, because, as you say, I feel we do have a lot more intolerance growing. And I find people like that incredibly heroic and, you know, inspiring for our own generation, really. So in that sense, what inspired me was not so much the circumstances of their lives, but their heroism. And I've always wondered, just on a personal level, if I'd have the courage to do the right thing in those circumstances. That's part of the challenge of the book. I mean, but the novel is also set in New York in 2008, at the time of the banking crash. And it's about the granddaughter of the Dutch ballet dancer. And she goes on a quest to discover about her grandmother and whether or not she was really not just a Nazi's daughter, but, you know, she was involved in the terrible things that had gone on. I won't say what she discovers, because that would spoil the story.
Absolutely.
So it's about how later generations can actually find redemption, and also about how love is a constant theme and, you know, provides the possibility of hope, better understanding, and new life. Those are the main ideas.
And we all, of course, hope that our parents were heroic during the war, though many of us might discover that this was not the case.
Yes, and then should we sit in judgment as well? It's obviously we can condemn the act, but it's hard to know, isn't it, what you'd do if someone holds a gun to your head.
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you do? So. Yes.
From what I've read, it's certainly very interesting, of a time which keeps on fascinating us. We see continually series about the Second World War, about Hitler. It is something that keeps on fascinating. Why do you think that is?
I think it's this struggle between good and evil is so much clearer in the Second World War than in most conflicts. For example, you look at the First World War, and was the great difference between the motives of the different powers? They were all looking for power, weren't they, really?
Absolutely.
You know, however heroic both sides and horrible sacrifices. But in the Second World War, it was so clearly a struggle between the forces of darkness and the forces of democracy, really. And I think we see the evidence for that, particularly the treatment of the Jews, but just the oppression of all kinds of people. So I think partly that's why we're drawn to the story, because, it, you know, in a way it reflects the big tensions. I mean, we both live in democratic countries, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're privileged to have that. And it's something sometimes you have to fight to keep, isn't it?
Do you fear, on a personal level, the growth of the far-right movements play it towards this racism again and the danger of a resurgence?
Yes, I do. I really do. I really do fear that. I mean, it's very complex, isn't it? But in Europe, there is definitely, well, there is a growth of anti-Semitism, but in particular, there's a terrible growth of anti-Islamic feeling. And it, obviously, it's made worse by the actions of these Islamic extremists like ISIS, who want to provoke a war between, you know, a clash of civilization.
Yeah.
It is complex, but I do fear that it's easy to start blaming other people, you know, blaming the other, as it were, and if there are problems, and there are increasingly economic problems, aren't there? Just see it happening again. I just hope we have the wisdom to remember history, this time get it right.
Are you getting ready for another book?
Yes, I've actually written another book. Which
oh,
I'm
already?
In December, yeah. I think my wife gets a bit worried about it, actually. She's a very tolerant woman. This one's set in 1870s California.
Yeah.
And it's an interracial love story. And it's basically because there was a massive Chinese community there.
Yeah.
And it's based around the early American wine industry, something Australian readers would know something about, of course.
Yes, yes.
Creating wine. So it's very different, but it's going to be a love story again. It's going to be, but it also with a sort of political aspect, I suppose. Mm.
Can we expect a story with an Australian slant?
Why not? I just go where I'm grabbed, the famous French novelist Flaubert, he said about writers that they get what they call a donné, a gift, and then the whole novelist skills and imagination suddenly kick in around that gift, that sudden seed.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, the seed for this book was the discovering these letters.
Yeah.
Which described, you know, the experiences of this heroic couple. But, yeah, it could be an Australian seat. Who's to say?
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. And good luck with the book.
Oh, thank you very much.